Welcome to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, February 14th, 2017. As always, we are coming live from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach, and I want to wish all of you a very happy Valentine's Day. I know a lot, and I did say Valentine's Day. I didn't say times. I used to say that when I was a kid. How many of us used to say Valentine's Day instead of Times Day? I jumped on line and I saw half the people. I guess I am addicted to this social media. Being in business, you know, you're always on it. And then I guess, you know, every time I notice, I re-listen to the shows and I notice that I'm always saying about social media. So maybe I do have a little bit of a problem now. But yeah, I jumped online and I saw, and even my friends were texting, you know, it's Valentine's Day, bah humbug. And the other half was loving it. And I guess it's on your position in life. Where do you stand in life, right? What are you about? What are you going through emotionally right now? Do you love yourself? Do you respect yourself? Do you care for yourself? Or do you hold value based on if you're in a relationship? And how that changes our perception of life, how that changes how we view ourselves, you know, when it comes to these holidays. To me, it's just another day. I wake up and people text me all this stuff and I'm like, oh, really? It's that day. And it seems like that. It just seems like a normal day to me. So when you love yourself, every day is Valentine's Day, I guess. But my week was kind of slow. I really didn't do too much other than I went to a bar to see a friend sing, and and I gotta say, she has a beautiful voice. I have never heard her sing before. Actually, it was a friend of a friend, and they invited me out there, and I gotta say, she was absolutely amazing. I could not believe the voice that came from this lady, and it was nice because we were out with good friends, and the bar, the place it was, I don't enjoy going to bars anymore. I guess I'm past that phase because everybody there was really rude. People bumped into you, like a lot of guys, and they were just mouthy and they were rude. They just didn't, and I was just like, if it wasn't for my friends, I would have taken off a long time ago because I don't care who's up on stage, what's going on. You know, I just don't plan to deal with that anymore. I'm past that stage in my life. I'm too old to be dealing with rudeness. I'd rather be around people that have compassion and understanding than trying to get drunk and drink all their problems away. But you know, honestly, this woman had an amazing voice, and I can't wait to see her sing at another venue. But you know what I noticed? I also saw my friends going to the beaches, and I missed it. I was like, you know, when was the last time me and Nara went to the beach? When was the last time? You know, it gets cold here. Well, cold for us, and when it gets cold for us, you don't want to go to the beach. But so I decided that we're going to go to the beach, and that's going to be it. I want to say a special hi to my cousin Giovanni Sestero, who's listening in tonight all the way from Chicago. He's a first-time listener, and so I want to say welcome, cuz. Thank you for joining us. Okay, if you want to call in, you can call us in at 310-861-2341 with your questions. And remember, we are live streaming on the YouTube channel as well at youtube.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. I'm not sure if we have all the bugs worked out or not. I'm not sure if everybody could hear the intro music coming over from the other server or not, but I'm hoping that will be resolved soon. So if it hasn't in there, we'll add that in there. So just be patient, but we are working on it. Let's get into this week's question first. This question was from a guy named Christian from Illinois, and he writes, I've always thought of myself as a spiritually good person. After listening to your show for over a year, I have realized that I'm very critical and judgmental of people who are hurtful, rude, and mean. I then get mad at myself for being critical of them. How do I resolve this cycle? Well, I got to say, Christian, congrats first. Big congratulations to you because you are becoming aware of who you are. This is very tough. It's always the hardest to take a look at ourselves and say, yes, we're judgmental. Yes, we're critical. Yes, we're rude. Yes, we're mean. Yes, we're insecure. Yes, we're whatever. It is hard for us to look. It's easy for us to point the finger and look at somebody else and say, hey, you know, you're this way. You're this way. But to look at us. So let me commend you first on that, because that means you're becoming aware. But Christian, in a world of good and bad and right or wrong, which is my no-no words, as you know, there's always judgment and always emotions. So we judge people based on if something is good or bad, if something is positive or negative, something is right or wrong. And depending on the way, if it's right to us, depending on the emotion that's attached to us. So if something's wrong in our view, we're going to react with anger. We're going to react with being rude. We're going to react with being meanness. Or if someone's mean to us, that's the way we do it, because that's not right. You shouldn't treat me that way. And the emotions do. The first thing I want to tell you, though, is you're taking things personally, Christian, and anybody who else goes through this, don't take what other people do personally. And I know this is so hard. This is so very hard for us to break habit, even for me. When I first did this a long time ago, it was really hard for me to be able to do that, where I didn't want to take it personally. And I would sit there and I would be like, well, you know, you're being mean to me. I'm not causing, I didn't do anything for you. But you know what? Once I realized it was about them and not me, and you know what? I stopped accepting their responsibility and their anger. Whatever is going on in their life, why they're mad, what's going on, you know, as far as their problems, their challenges in life, or maybe they're just, you know, maybe they've had a lot of heartache. Maybe they've been picked on their whole life, and maybe they're just had enough and they're just, you know, out to get the world. Whatever the situation is, you know, I stop accepting their responsibility and their anger and their distress, because you don't need to. If you are a spiritually, I don't like the words good or bad, but in your case, if you're a spiritually good person, then learn to let things go. Learn to not take things personally, and don't accept what they're giving you. You know, a lot of times when this happens, it's because our egos are bruised and we're pushing back. I got to ask you, Christian, were you picked on when you were a child? Did you not stand up for yourself? Were you easily pushed over? Did people usually push your ideas over and you really not say anything? You just went with the flow when you were younger? Because I got to say, a lot of this, when we turn into this, when we judge people for being angry, when we judge, it's because we don't want to take a look at ourselves, because we have unresolved anger, we have unresolved resentment. And often when we have self-criticism, it's because we feel that we deserve it. It's a way of punishing ourselves due to self-pity. Our self-worth is not up. Our self-confidence is not up. So, hey, when we make a mistake, because we know by laws, right, by these spiritual laws that man wrote, that if you don't walk this fine line and you don't do this, this, and this, you're not going to this wonderful place, and you're going to have all these strikes against you. And this is what I'm going to kind of get in tonight. Again, we're going to talk a little bit about social conditioning, but stop punishing yourself, Christian. Give yourself a break. You know, I mean, you're human. You're here to work on challenges, and we got to work past the self-pity. See the person that you are and realize, why do I do this? Why am I so reactive? What about these people set me off? What about this action towards me that gets me upset, that makes me point the finger at them first? When you get to that, I guarantee you things will resolve itself, and you'll be a lot, things will be a lot more smoother for you, Christian. All right, let's get into this week's show. If you listen, or actually last week's show, let's do a review of last week's show, because last week's show was the internal conflict and battle of dependency and addiction. Addiction is hard, isn't it? And for anybody who's been in addiction or has an addiction of anything, sex, food, drugs, alcohol, whatever the addiction is, it is very hard to overcome. But it doesn't mean that you can overcome. And often people who have never had addiction problems may not understand understand what it is we're going through or what it is someone's going through when their life is going into complete chaos. We often lose our friends. We often lose our life and our life around us, our jobs and everything. And nobody really gives us a break. But that's okay because, you know, when we went to the show, we kind of had a deeper understanding of what was going on, especially in the brain and the different kinds of addiction. We talked about the physical addictions. We talked about the mental addictions. And we also talked about the emotional addictions. And we talked about how in the brain, there was many neural pathways and networks of neurons that send neurotransmitters. And, you know, and it's a whole network of systems that people a lot of times don't understand. It's a very complex thing that goes on in the head. So it's more than just saying no. It's more than just saying, you know what, I'm going to beat this addiction. It's a whole rewiring of our conditioning. It's a whole rewiring of patterns. And you know, but believe in yourself, and I guarantee you can do it. If you missed that show, it's a really good show. I know a lot of good reviews came back on it. It's in the archives and on YouTube, so go check it out. Well, let's get into tonight's show because I'm already way behind schedule. I like to talk sometimes. But tonight's show is As I Gaze Into the Reflections of My Soul. Do you ever ponder the question, who am I? Do you often look at yourself and realize that you are more than your current place in life? Tonight, we are going to answer the age-old question, who am I? That's a big question, isn't it? It's a big question to answer, who am I? And it's an important one, too. To try to figure out who am I means that it's going to solve so many uncertainties, right? So many questions are going to be answered. So many things. I'm going to find out who I am. But what is really gained? What is gained by asking yourself, by finding this question out, who am I? Are you going to gain deep answers to your life or the answers you've always been looking for? Are you looking for something that you're missing? Is there something that you're missing that you're not understanding? Or maybe there's an empty void feeling in your life and you figure that if I answer this question, who am I, then I'm going to figure it out. Is it going to change our lives so greatly that for the rest of our lives, we're going to be in bliss and sunshine and rainbows and nothing's ever going to bother us ever again? We're never going to have another life challenge because I know who I am. That's why this question is so important. That's why I don't know how many people come up and ask me, you know, they're like, wow, Miss Raina, I really want to know who I am. You know, so I'm going to ask you guys first. I really want you guys for this show alone, I always ask you this anyways, but for this show alone, I want you to set aside your beliefs. Put them aside. No matter what you believe religiously, spiritually, politically, sexually, whatever you believe, I want you to completely put away everything. That means judgment. And that means if you instantly reject something I say, I want you to say, nope, nope, nope. I am going to keep an open mind to what Ms. Raina is saying. I need to make sure that you have an open mind. Because in order for us to understand who we are, we have to put aside our belief system. There is no way, shape, form that we can find out who we are unless we put away our belief system. We must expand our minds. We have to think deeper. We have to go deeper. We have to expand our consciousness and what we believe in order to find out who we are. Our belief systems keep us unsure because what happens in life? Why do our belief systems keep us unsure? Because what ends up happening is throughout our life, especially when we're young, we're told what to believe. We're told what to believe in. We're told what to think. We're told what to feel. We're told what not to believe in. We're told what's right or wrong. We're told what's good or bad. We're told what's positive or negative. And the more a person is stuck in a belief system, the less likely they are going to find themselves. Now, I know that may be hard for some of you. I know that. I know we like to consider ourselves as open-minded people. I know we like to think of ourselves as good people and compassionate people. But I'm going to tell you, we all have our challenges. We all have our limitations. We all have our closed-mindedness. And I'm so proud of you for coming to this show and wanting to know who you are. So what I'm asking you again is to keep an open mind, to put away your belief systems, and take a journey with me and expand. So why does this happen? When our mind is conditioned, we are constantly shaped. Remember, we've talked about conditioning back in our previous shows, and our brain works in conditioning. Our brain works in pathways, and the more we do something, the more we are conditioned to it. That's why addictions, even like the last show, are hard to break. That's why habits are hard to break. That's why our belief systems and everything are hard to break, is because they're conditioned. We have been told since childhood that 2 + 2 = 4. We've been told that if you have to go to school, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to believe in this, and never to question anything, especially when it comes to spirituality or religion. I know a lot of people, even in spirituality, not religion, but even in spirituality, that are just as closed-minded in spirituality, and they believe that they're open-minded, but they shun everything that they don't believe. So if someone's religious and they have their way of thinking, they totally slam it. If someone in spirituality doesn't believe what they believe in, then they totally slam it. And we don't question anything. How many of us, and be honest with us, because I've even been this person at once too, how many of us have even sat there and just instantly taken to something just because someone told us? I know in Catholicism, when I was in Catholic school, the nuns told us every day, you better believe in God. God's going to punish you. You don't do this. And they said it so many times that I actually started to believe it. Why? Because the brain became conditioning to a certain response. They said this. I had no clue. And since my brain was like a sponge, they molded it to the way they wanted to. So I never questioned anything. And that becomes very dangerous, because why? Because you just accept whatever you're told. And if you don't think that in your life you do that without you even knowing, to ideas, to politics, to religion, to all sorts of your friends, everything, you have a rude awakening coming, but it'll be an awakening. It may be rude, it may be harsh, but it'll be a freeing awakening. So you must go beyond what you're meant to just accept. You must go beyond not questioning things. It's why I tell you that you must question everything. I will tell you to question me. I want you to question me. I don't want you to believe in everything that I say. I don't want you just to accept, because that's dangerous. I want you to go out, and even if you disagree with something, I want you to go out and try what I have to say, just because I know it works. And it works for everybody, because why? I've seen it. I have never had someone say, Miss Raina, something you've taught me has not worked for me. Never in my life. In my 39 years of teaching people, and it's been a few shorter years than that, but in all my life, I have never had one person say that. Why? Because of what we're going to get into. So finding out who I am, again, requires us to think and question. We must reevaluate who we are and what we're about. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsor.
With so many fads and gimmicks in today's world, it's crucial to understand the choices we make regarding what we ingest and apply to our bodies. KM Botanicals Custom Fusion Herbal Products help make those choices simple and smart. They use only the purest sourced ingredients that produce high-quality products your body will love. Their specialized custom blends are scientifically formulated to establish and maintain a healthy, radiant external as well as internal domain. KM Botanicals custom formulas are clinically developed by a licensed esthetician to suit your individual needs. Relish in the full line of therapeutic grade essential oils, or get creative and combine their high quality raw ingredients to create your own blends. With custom blends, KM Botanicals prides themselves on the promise that your products will be formulated and tailored just for you. Simply visit kmbotanicals.com to download your personal questionnaire and get started. That's kmbotanicals.com, or call 954-281-5613 for more info. Give your body the healthy look it's been craving with KM Botanicals.
So, questioning everything, asking yourself who I am, we have to reevaluate who we are, because that's what we're trying to find out, right? We are trying to find out who we are. Well, let's ask ourselves, well, what do we know? What do we think? What do we question? And that requires expansion of our thoughts. That requires expansion of who we are. And that's why with Christian, when Christian said, well, that's why I posed this question for this show, was because when Christian said, well, You know, Miss Raina, I always thought of myself as a spiritually good person. But then all of a sudden I was listening to your show, and at first I guarantee you he rejected a lot of what I said because we don't see it. And all of a sudden he said, he probably went out and said, okay, well, let's see, because obviously he came to the show because his mind's expanding, his soul's expanding, and it brought him here. And so he went out, and all of a sudden he started noticing, wow, I'm very judgmental. I'm very critical, especially to people that are mean to me. All of a sudden he started to wake up. He started to have an awareness. He started to reevaluate who he was. Well, what did he have to ask himself? Well, maybe I'm not such a good person. Maybe I'm not as spiritual as I am. Maybe I'm just as mean and nasty as the people I point the fingers at. But I doubt it. I doubt it. Me personally, I know that usually when people are nice, but they've probably been bullied. They've probably been pushed around. They probably don't speak up for themselves. And they have unresolved anger, and what ends up happening is they become angry at everybody angry that they see. So everybody who is mean and angry, they notice, and then they start to judge because it's a way of venting. It's a way of letting out their anger. It's a way that they're able to express themselves to the people that they never were able to do. And so they're thinking, they're questioning, they're reevaluating, they're expanding their thoughts of who they are. And that's the best thing you can do when you want to find out who I am is who are you? Question your own thoughts. You think you know? Well, then challenge it. If you think you know everything, and this is what I tell my students all the time. So, okay, if Miss Raina is wrong and you're right in a world of judgment of right or wrong, if you're right and I'm wrong, well, then why is your life chaotic? And then they can't answer. Tell me who you are. Tell me what it is you enjoy. Tell me the things about your life. Don't tell me what you've experienced. Don't tell me your family's name and everybody. Tell me who you are in your life. Tell me what you think. Don't tell me what you've been taught to believe. Don't tell me, because I guarantee you, and this is one of the hardest things, and I get letters on this all the time, when I tell people most of what you believe and most of what you think you are is a complete lie. Why? Because people have told you what you should like, what you should be into, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad, what's positive, what's negative, how you should feel about this, how you shouldn't be this. If you don't back this country, then you back this country, then you're a terrorist or a racist. And if you don't do this, and if you don't hate this person, it is completely chaos. These are people that are conditioned to think not outside the box. So I want to say, just because you believe something doesn't mean it's true, and vice versa. Just because you believe something's not true doesn't mean that it isn't true, because we really don't know what is true in this world and what's not true in this world, do we? It comes to the point where sometimes we're just guessing. Religion and spirituality is guessing. A lot of the stuff that we've been taught, that we read over in books and over, even in the medical field, is been taught through passed down, is because a lot of it we're guessing. That's why they call it practicing medicine. That's the first thing they taught us in Eastern medicine school. The reason why they call it practicing medicine is because we're practicing. A lot of times we do know stuff, but there's a lot we don't know. And so you have to constantly adjust. You have to constantly gauge what the human body is doing and adapt to it. So who am I? Who am I? Who is this person that I am? Let's ask ourselves a better question, because I really like this question better than who am I? Who am I right now? What purpose am I looking for? What am I looking for by this question? So who am I in this character, and what is it that I'm looking for? Am I looking for purpose? Am I looking for meaning? What is it that draws me to this question? So if I'm looking for a purpose, if I'm looking for the meaning, is this going to give me the answer that I'm looking for as far as who am I? But I will tell you that you're missing something. You're missing who you are. You're missing you, because that's the reason why we're asking the question. That's what we're looking for. We're plagued with pain. We're plagued with emotions. We're plagued with what ifs. And so we attach ourselves to any idea. Most of the time, this is why I always talk about, but most of the time, religion, spirituality, sports, politics, you name it. We attach ourselves to so many ideas, so many concepts, so many ways about life, because we believe that it's what we're looking for. We believe that if it's going to make us a part of something, if we're a part of something, that means it gives us purpose. We feel special. So, hey, if I believe in Catholicism and Catholicism is the right religion, well, then, hey, I'm part of God. I'm special. I'm going to heaven. I'm in the club. If I believe in this spirituality and it's the correct one, well, then I'm in the right way and I'm good and I did what's right and blah, blah, blah. If I'm a sports team, I know a lot of guys that live and die, their whole personality is on sports but you try to talk to them any depth and they don't know, and their whole life, and they get so mad when their team loses. Why? Because, hey, if I'm a New England Patriots fan, and I am not a Patriots fan, Dolphins all the way, baby, but if I'm a New England Patriots fan and they win the Super Bowl, well, then guess what? I'm a winner too, and so on and so on. And so this idea of what we're looking for by who we are gives us purpose, gives us meaning. It allows us to feel special. It allows us to feel something and to attach to something, so that we don't have to look at what's really behind the scenes, so that we can go out in our judgment, so that we can go out in our anger and our animosity and pretend like we fit in, pretend like we really know what's going on. And that's why belief systems are so dangerous. How many times have I told you, over the course of this radio show alone, not alone in the blogs and everything, but how many times do I tell you that believe the only thing you should ever believe in is yourself? You should not believe in anything other than yourself, because it is your belief systems that create the most limitation. It's the belief systems that will stop you from understanding who you are, and it's the belief systems that have stopped you from being who you are. And understanding, who am I? Someone once said to me a long time ago, actually it was not too long ago, but I've heard this before, but someone said to me, who you are is the sum total of all your life experiences. Well, I can kindly agree with that, or partly agree with that. I can kindly agree with that, you know, but in my view, that's still limiting. I mean, it sounds good, right? It's who you are is the sum total of all your life experiences. And yeah, hey, yeah, it sounds pretty good. But why do I say it's limiting? Why is this so limiting in my view? Well, because this means that your worth is based on your experiences. So, I mean, that means my worth equals my experiences. Well, if that means that's true, then that means my worth can only be as valued as what I experience. So, well, I got picked on a lot as a life. And even in my adulthood, I get made fun of for who I am, for being gender fluid, for people don't believe me. I get things back and forth for the work I do. And, well, if that's the case and that's my value, then I'm not really worth anything, am I? Because according to a lot of people, you know, especially when I was young, I mean, I didn't mean anything to anybody. So if who I am is the sum total of my experiences, well, then that doesn't say a lot about me, does it? I understand where that question or where that statement is trying to go. But in that sense, if you really break down that sense of who are you is the sum total of all your life experience, it really limits the mind from expanding. Because aren't we more than our experiences? I mean, I would like to be more than my experiences. Am I not more than the experiences I've had as Miss Raina? Am I not more than the experiences that I've had in other lives? I would hope so. But if we know anything about life, then honestly, that can't be. There's no way that can be everything there is to be about life. At least I would hope not. So let's change tracks here for a little bit. Let's slow things down. And I want you guys to think about things. I really want you guys to think about things. What if I said to you that answering the question, who am I, is really never going to get answered? What if I said that you're never going to find the answer of who am I? Does that worry you? Does that scare you? What does that do to our psyche? Why is that so important to you? Because as I just said, if answering who I am gives us self-worth, because really that's what we're looking for, right, is our self-worth. We're looking to find ourselves. We're looking for this piece of us in order to attach to, because if I'm insecure, I don't know what's going on. So why is that question so difficult? What is so difficult about why do I say that answer is not there? Well, it's simple. It's because, you know, because you're always changing. And if you kind of think about it, that's true, right? We're always changing. We're always evolving. We're always manifesting. We're always growing. So who you are yesterday is not the same person as today. Who you are as a teenager, you're not, or you won't be as an adult. Who you are or who you were when you were 5 years old, you're not the same as a teenager, right? It's the same concept. So why would you ever expect to know the answer to who am I? I mean, does it go deeper than that? Does the question, who am I, does it go much deeper than just answering, well, who am I? It could it be a multiple of answers? Is it just one specific? What is the answer that you're looking for? What is it? Because what if I told you that you're never going to get that answer? And that could be why. We're expanding, we're growing, we're changing, we're moving. And would you be satisfied? Would you be satisfied in your life? Say like what I just said was true, 100% flat down, and I had clinical studies to prove that what I said, you'll never find the answer to who you are because you're always changing. Well, then what? What does that teach us? Do we have this emptiness in our stomach? Did Miss Raina just drop a bomb on us and say, oh, gee, what is she doing to me? I thought she was going to tell me who she was. I thought that, you know, that she was, that I was going to come on the show and Miss Raina was going to guide me to all the answers of my life and sprinkle some magic dust around, and I was going to know who I am. At the end of the show, I was going to come out saying, wow, I really know who I am. But now she's telling me that I may never get that answer. Well, where do we go from there? If we're always growing, we're always evolving, then we must learn to evolve. Then we must learn to evolve our way of thinking. Because the age-old question is, who am I? And many people meditate on this. Many of the biggest world leaders meditate on this question, who am I? I know I certainly do, but I don't meditate on this question, who am I, just to figure out who I am. I already know who I am. I already know what I'm about. And every time I do, I grow. I allow myself to grow. I allow myself to evolve, because as I evolve, so must my answer. And so as you evolve, or as you grow, you must evolve. Your thinking must evolve. Your answers must evolve. I look at it and say, well, you know, if I find out who I am, if I find this out and I figure this out and I say, well, hey, I know who I am. At the age of 39 years old, I know who I am. Well, then what more is there to do? What else do I have to do? It's like, what else do I have to learn? Hey, I figured out everything. I figured out everything I had to learn. I figured out everything I had to do, and I'm done. I'm done. I'm good to go, because it's a race, isn't it? It's a race. And in a world of insecurity, in a world of fear, in a world of I don't know what the heck I'm doing, it makes this question so important. Because that's what we're all here for, right? We're all here to find who we are. We're all here to work on ourselves. We're all here to learn. But a lot of us don't want to learn, do we? We just think, some of us really believe that life is just about making money. I have a wonderful student. Actually, I have about five of them that are all on this path that came to me that seems to be saying, well, you know what? It's money, 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 money. Money equals happiness. Work, 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 work. And I got to tell you, it's just exhausting. And people really believe that the more money they make, the more happiness that means. that means there's somebody. If I have a girlfriend, hey, how many times on Valentine's Day today, right? I just said that I saw people being bah humbug. It's a day. It's February 14th. It's not someone made up this holiday, what, for 5 decades ago or 6 decades ago and said, oh, it's Valentine's Day, a way to get more money out of people and show your partner that you love. But people who base their value because they don't know who they are. So, hey, if I have a relationship, I'm somebody. I know who I am. Because I know that I'm loved. If I'm not, then who am I? If I don't have the big job, then who am I? If I don't believe what society believes, then who am I? I'm going to be shunned. If I don't believe in a male God, then I'm going to be shunned. If I don't believe in karmic debt, then I'm going to be shunned. If I don't believe in right or wrong, then I'm going to be shunned. Well, guess what? If you want to figure out who you are, then you better get prepared to be shunned by a lot of people, because the mass of the people who are going to shun you do not think and do not know who they are. If you want to find out who you are, then you need to be prepared to face whatever it is. You need to be prepared. So let's ask the better question. As I stated before, who am I right now? Who am I right now? Who am I at this moment? At the age of 39, who is Miss Raina? What am I about? What is she about? You know, what are her challenges? What are her strengths? What are the things that are going through her mind? What are her feelings? What is the way she treats people? How does she react to situations? Does she try to live a life of kindness and compassion? Does she follow what she teaches? And that's what I'm more concerned about. I'm more concerned about who I am right now. We'll be right back after these messages from The Life of Raina.
A message from The Life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call The Life of Raina, 561-846-2190. And schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina@icloud.com.
So let's ask that better question, right? Who am I right now? What am I about right now? Who am I with the current character that I'm playing? And if you're new to the show, if you don't know anything about what I teach or anything, then you don't understand. What do you mean character? What does she mean by what is this character that I am right now? Well, what, you think that this is who you are? You think that Miss Raina is who I am? No, it's a character that I'm playing during one life. If I live, 100,000 lives, Miss Raina is just one of 100,000 lives, 100,000 characters that I'm playing to understand who I am. So maybe that's another reason why I say, well, let's not ask ourselves, who am I? Because it may take lifetimes. It may take hundreds of thousands of lifetimes to get over. It may take 10,000. It may take 20,000. It may take a million lifetimes to understand the question, who am I? And who's got time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that, right? I know I don't. So let's ask the question, who am I right now? What are my challenges? What is the challenges that Miss Raina faces? Or what are the challenges that you face? What are the challenges that you're learning right now? In this moment in time, what are you learning? Why did you come to this show? Why do you listen to this show weekly or biweekly or whatever you do? Why have you been following this show for a while? because your soul is growing. You're trying to figure it out. You're understanding that, hey, in order to unlock who I am, in order to answer some of these questions, I must grow. I must expand. I must put aside my belief system. I must put aside my ego. And when I instantly reject something, say, I don't believe in that, that is a limitation, and I will never grow as long as I don't look into something. So what am I learning? Who am I right now? What am I looking for? What am I missing? What am I looking for? Am I missing something in my life? I mean, hey, maybe you don't have a relationship. Maybe you've never had a relationship. Hey, I haven't had a real relationship in 16, almost 17 years. No, it has been 17 years. 17 years. And I love myself even more today than ever. And you know what? I don't care if a relationship ever comes in my, if it does, great. I don't go out looking for it. It will happen when it's meant to happen. If it does, my value is not there. So that's not missing. You know, what's missing in your life? Maybe you're one of those that value yourself over around the people you have. Maybe you have to be the life of the party. Maybe your personality needs something. Maybe you always need to be pat on the shoulder and told, okay, it's okay. No, you did a good job. Pat, pat, pat. Maybe there's always something because there's a void. There's always something missing. If you're always waking up and you're never satisfied with what is going on in the world today, there's something missing. And then what are we going to ask ourselves? Well, who am I right now? Who am I with the character that I'm playing? What are the challenges? What am I learning? What am I missing? And most importantly is, what do I need to resolve? What is it? I just did a private show session. And, you know, Sessions is a show for my students and the people who pay for the subscription. And they're private little 15 to 20 minute shows. And I was talking about anger and our past. And I was going into a little bit about how I got bullied as a child and how I got picked on like almost every day from like 50, 60 people. And it made my life miserable. And I had to ask myself, because I was miserable. I hated the world. I rejected the world. And as right now, I thought that things like if I moved to a different state and if I became this and I got this education and I did all these things, that it was going to make me who I am, that it was going to somehow give me what I was missing. And it was going to take away my anger, my blame, my shame, and my hurt from what those people did to me for many, many years of my young adult life. And then I had to take a step back and say, you know what, Miss Raina, who am I right now? Who is the character that I'm being right now? Because it changes. It evolves. What are my challenges? My challenges are anger. My challenges are blame. My challenges are hurt. I need to learn compassion. I need to learn understanding. I need to learn, I don't really believe in forgiveness, but forgiveness. Because when you understand, there's no reason to forgive. But I needed to learn those. And at the time, I believed in forgiveness. But I had to learn that. I had to learn, hey, there's no really such thing as forgiveness, because once you understand why this happened, there's no reason to forgive, because it was meant to happen to make you who you are. So you only concern yourself with who you are because you're looking for yourself. You're looking for that security. You're looking to resolve that pain and hate, or the pain and hurt that, and maybe even hate, but you're looking to resolve that. You figure if you get the best job, you're going to feel good about yourself. Hey, people, right? This world is scary. I'm bisexual and gender fluid. And you know, a lot of people don't agree with that. And yes, it might be a little bit easier for women and people might be a little bit more accepting. But I know for being gay or transgender or whatever, a lot of people are African-American or Asian, especially right now being Middle Eastern. Oh, my God, I feel so bad for Middle Easterners, because in this country, we're so hateful, we're ready to chop their heads off. And, you know, but we're all looking for that security. Who am I will bring me the security, because if I know who I am, hey, I'm good to go. So let's be honest. Be honest with answering this question. I want you to be stone cold raw. I want you to be so raw with this that it is important. It is so important. I can't stress how important this is for you to be honest with being open and being honest with yourself. Because in my honesty, I once found out that answering who I am isn't so important. When I truly became part of who I was and I really understood what was going on in my life and I really understood who I was, I started to understand that, you know, answering who I am wasn't so important anymore. The things that we attach ourselves to, it's because, again, it's trying to give us our sense of value. So who am I is trying to give you a sense of value. You can't gain that from a question. No question can give you who you are and give you the security, give you the strength, give you the self-confidence that you're looking for. In fact, my students always ask me, and whoever I've taught for decades have always come to me and said, you know, Ms. Raina, we want to build self-esteem. We want to build self-worth. I want to find self-love. And I want to know, I want you to teach me who I am. And I laugh and I say, well, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not going to do that. And they look at me like, what are you talking about? That's what do you mean? I'm paying you all this money to teach you this. And you're not going to teach me self-esteem, self-worth, and how to love myself and who I am. And we never do any of those exercises. And they always sit there and even sometimes in the program. And I tell them that all the time. And I say, no, I say, instead, we work on your emotions. We work on your unresolved anger and resentment. We work on your belief system that holds you captive to those emotions that create the chaos, that create the anger, that create the insecurity. We build understanding to others, to our past, and to who we are. We learn who we are through our actions, through our thoughts. And we let go of the ego. The ego, once we let go of that, because that's stopping you. That's stopping you. Even if you disagree with some of the stuff on there, it's the ego that's stopping you. Because how do you know if I'm, you know, in your world, right or wrong? How do you know that unless you try it? I've tried it. My students have tried it. I can show you tens of thousands of people that have tried this program. And it's worked. So allow yourself to be honest with yourself. Allow yourself to be able to grow. Because when you work on that kind of stuff, naturally, self-esteem is going to grow. Naturally, self-worth is going to go up. Your confidence, your self-love, answering who am I, you're not even going to ask that question because you're going to know who you are. I know who I am. I'm Miss Raina. And when anyone ever asks me who I am, that's what I say. They say, oh, well, Ms. Rain, you know who you are? They say, yes, I do. And I always answer one or two things. And they say, well, who are you? I say, I'm Ms. Raina or I'm me. And they look at me, well, yeah, I know you're me and Ms. Raina, but well, who are you? And I said, I'm Ms. Raina. And they don't get it. I'm ever evolving. I can't give you a straight answer. Why? Because I'm this person today who thinks and feels this way. And as I grow, as things go, I'm going to evolve with it. The characters of Miss Raina change yearly. Every year, I reinvent myself. I rechange. And I am not the same person I am at 39, even though I just turned 39. I'm already not the same person I am at 39 than I was at 38. I'm more mature. I went out to the bar and I was like, this sucks. I don't like this anymore. And last year I didn't mind it. Things are already evolving. Things are already changing. And you know what? The reason why those people at the bar didn't upset me was because I have self-esteem. Okay, so what? You want to be a jerk? You're drunk. You bump into me and you want to be rude? Hey, that's fine. That's on you. Hey, I'm not at the bar trying to drown out my sorrows. I'm not at the bar trying to be somebody. I have self-worth. I have a great set of friends over there who love me dearly, and I love them, and I love me. And you know what? Hey, go ahead. Act the way you want. Say what you want. We even had a guy that came up to us thinking he was cool, thinking he was trying to be hip, and started bashing my friends about being lesbians and started using this derogatory stuff, but he thought he was being funny. And really, it just showed how he was trying to find out who he was. He was gauging himself on his actions. And in his mind, he really had the belief system that if he acted this way, that it would win points with us, that he would make friends. And me and my friends were just like, we just laughed because they understood. They're like, this poor guy is has no self-esteem. This guy has no self-worth. He has no confidence, and he's getting drunk, and he's trying to do stuff, and he's trying to act a certain way because he believes it's going to allow him to find out who he is. Let's talk about our blockages. Since we have 10 minutes left, I only have a few minutes left in the show anyways, but we got 10 minutes of time. Let's talk about our blockages. Because as we talked about through the whole show already, our conditionings and our belief systems block who we are. It blocks what we think. Whenever we have something that's so set in stone and we have a real quick reaction, if we have a knee-jerk reaction to a situation or to what somebody says and we instantly push back on it, man, it hits us in the chest. We are conditioned. If you say, oh, well, that's nice, but that's not what I believe, you are conditioned. If you say, well, I'm going to go and do this and I'm going to go and do this, but, you know, it's because this is what's going to be best. You are conditioned. If you believe in a world of good, bad, right, wrong, positive, negative, backwards, forwards, better, worse, you are conditioned. And as long as you are conditioned, you will always be in chaos and you will not find who you are. So these conditionings, these belief systems create one thing, and it's always throughout the board with people that have these deep conditionings. It's codependency. You're codependent on others. You're codependent on a lot of ideas. So whether it's praying to a God to do something for you, because that's the only reason why most people pray to a God, right? Whatever religion or spirituality you believe in, that's the only reason why you pray to the God is, right? It's because you're afraid something's going to happen. You want something to happen. You know, very, very few people use prayer to actually be grateful or have gratitude. Most of the time they only pray, or they go out and do nasty stuff and then they pray and they truly believe that it's all forgiven. Hey, if I murder this person, because even I was taught that in Catholicism, hey, if I murder this person, if I say 50 Hail Marys and 50 Our Fathers and I'm truly sorry, well then I'm forgiven. Well, you know, okay, great. But so even if it's going out finding a teacher, finding a guru and to give them answers, I don't know how many of my students come to me and say, oh, Miss Raina, you know, you're going to give me the answers. And I say, honey, no. You will never be dependent on me because I want to make you a leader. And when I start seeing that they, and my students will back me up on this, and they hate it too, but they, when I start seeing that you're being dependent on me, oh man, I am hardcore. I make sure that you become dependent on yourself very, because, you know, you're not going to get finding out who you are from somebody else. I can't tell you who you are. No guru can. Now, even if you read a bunch of books, a lot of people like to read self-help books and all this stuff and take all these classes, but those aren't going to do it. Even this program, I am teaching you the tools to help you find you, but it is up to you to listen and use those tools and apply them to your life every single day to evolve, to figure who you are out, and to resolve your anger, to resolve and to decondition your conditionings and your emotions. You must learn that they are controlling your actions. When we're angry, when we're hurt, when we're upset, when we're afraid, when we're scared, our emotions are changing. But you must learn to believe in yourself. You must learn to believe that you are special because you are 100% special. You must learn to expand your mind, expand your thoughts, and do for yourself, do for you. Don't just hand your life over to everybody else. Don't just say, yeah, I'll go with the flow. It's not a big deal. You know, make some decisions once in a while. You know, hey, you know what? Hey, guys, okay, who wants to pick a movie? Oh, you know what? Nobody's doing it. I'm going to pick a movie, and this is what we're going to see. Well, you know, hey, do it. Hey, I'm. You know what? No one wants to pick dinner. I'm going to pick dinner. Be assertive. Find the answers for yourself. When you go on this show or after this show, if you don't agree things, then take the time and go out and practice and say, okay, I'm going to give Miss Raina the benefit of the doubt. I don't believe in this, but I'm going to keep an open mind, and I'm going to try this. And I'm going to try this for a couple of months and see how it goes. Because changing your life and growing and expanding doesn't happen overnight. It takes months to years to decades to expand. And so you really have to give all this stuff a go, because that's why my program, I teach, it's about a year to 2 years, because I can teach that, because in that time. But and then I tell them, you guys still have to practice this every day because chaos is waiting to come in. So question everything that you ever have. Question me. Question your teachers. Question what your beliefs is. Question what your parents say. Question everything and keep an open mind just because they believe something. And most likely it's been passed down. Hey, I grew up in a Republican house and I had Republican ways for a long time. Why? Not because I believed it. It was because I heard it all the time. It's the same thing with anything. No matter what you do, it's like, why is it's like you go in one country, people believe in this, and you go in another country. Why? Because it's the same concepts passed down. So resolve the emotions, question everything. And no matter what in your life, no matter what you have in your life going on, what challenges or current situation you have, you are more than what you perceive to be you are. You are much more than you are. And wanting and wishing, you know, to be more means that you're not accepting of who you are. The moment we sit there and say, well, I wish I was this, I wish I had that. Oh, if I could only be this person, if I only had that, and we're jealous of all this stuff, we're not accepting ourselves. We're not accepting our current situation. So who am I currently? Well, you know, I'm this person currently. And I have my challenges, but I'm a wonderful person. I love myself and I accept myself. Hey, I'm not here to have everybody believe what I say. I'm not here to make everybody my friend. I'm not here for that stuff. I am here for me to learn. Why? Because I love myself and I am going to give myself the time, and so should you. So don't ever wish that. Of course, we all have dreams. We all have goals. We all have those stuff, and go for them. Go reach for the stars. Don't ever sell yourself short with dreams or goals, but do not sacrifice that. Do not sacrifice any of your dreams and goals. And especially, but you know, if you're having the constant thoughts of, well, I wish I was more, shows that you don't know who you are. You should never wish to be anything more than who you are. Because without those lessons, we will never be able to gaze into the reflections of our souls. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me get my little pad out here. We're probably going to have a show next week. I'm not sure what's going on yet, but more than likely we are, because the schedule is kind of clear for everything. So I think we're good. But, you know, hang into our social media. Follow us on our social media at facebook.com/Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. Follow us on our YouTube. And yes, we are getting that stuff worked out. So one of these programs, it's going to be awesome. But follow us at youtube.com/Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. Follow me personally on my Facebook at Life of Raina, or facebook.com/The Life of Raina. Visit our website, soulandspiritguide.com, and sign up for our newsletter. You can receive special hidden shows like the one I just did on sessions that are very private, 15 to 20 minute extra shows that usually cost people money in it, but you know, it's free for people who sign up for the VIP access, and receive special guests when we have guests on the show. Sometimes they offer gifts and little books behind the scenes, and if you're a part of the emails and sign up and then you get it. And always if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to give us a call. Feel free to write in, because you know we will go through it and we will answer back. And the email is thelifeofraina@icloud.com. Again, everybody, I want to thank you for joining us. And always remember to believe in yourself. And it's not our talents or our abilities that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you and have a good night.